Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble. I get that all the time, and so deserved. I'm glad you're here. I'm especially glad our good friend Tim Berry's here, an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already celebrated his 18th anniversary as a founding member of our Brain Trust. He's the galactic guru of business planning, the founder of Palo Alto Software, the great Palo Alto business plan pro, now live plan. Nobody's helped more small businesses than he has in getting their businesses going and on the right track. Tim Berry, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's always good to be with you.
Good to have you here. I love what you got on your mind today, because I love talking about strategy with our folks. Because, one, as you know, Tim, one of the things I've been doing for several years now is trying to help small business owners understand that there's a part of their assignment every month that comes under the heading of the CEO. Not the manager, not the founder, not the chairman or the president, but the CEO. Meaning somebody who has to say, okay, where have we been? Where are we now? Where are we going? And a big part of that assignment is strategy. And you've been doing a lot of work on that recently. And you've come up with three basic vessels, so to speak, to put your strategy thinking in, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm calling it IMO these days, for identity, market, and business offering. So I had to stretch to put a vowel on the end, but IMO, I like to think it's a simple way to look at strategy that works for any business. And I also like to think that any strategy framework of the dozens I've dealt with through the years works fairly well if you apply it consistently and keep applying it consistently over time. But I like IMO, identity, market, and offering, because for me it's a simple way to look at the whole business through those three factors.
All right, so let's begin with identity. What are the questions we need to ask? What are the answers we need to seek for identity?
Identity is your uniqueness in your business. It's as if they were fingerprints unique to every individual. Every business is different from all others, whether you're a Thai restaurant or a business plan consultant or a high-tech social media platform. You always have distinctive differences, usually based on your core, who your founders are, the company culture, what you do very well. You know, they talk about strengths, weaknesses, things mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. You take a step back and think, what is my real core identity? What do I do better than anybody else?
Mm-hmm.
And that is really important for figuring out how you're different, and becomes strategic.
And that strategy then, that's so important. And of course, Tim, as you know, and as my audience knows, on the show here, we've talked about core competencies, which is what you're talking about. And it is so important, folks, that you have an understanding of the layers of your core competency. If you say, right, in your identity, you would say, okay, what are we really the best at? And then you write that down. You say, okay, let's take that to a finer point. What are we really, really the best at? What would be the absolute last thing that we would outsource?
And also, what do we like? I mean, the identity is part of a troika, a set of three things that get all messed up together. But as you think of it, think it's going to influence who you choose as your target market and what you choose to offer to those mm-hmm. people. So, for example, if you want to do a restaurant, are you a organic food, healthy, local person, or are you a practical, I want it fast, I want to have it in the right place person? Mm-hmm. who are you? How does that influence what kind of a business you want to have?
And one
and
of the
culture, too. I mean, it's not just you, but you have your accumulated history in brand and strength and weaknesses. All of that rolls up into identity, which influences the choice of market and offer.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's important in the early days, so you can make sure you allocate your resources to the things that are going to differentiate you the most and get you the most business opportunity. And then once you start moving forward and you got a little critical mass, it's important because that's what brung you. And if you lose sight of that, you could dilute yourself and lose your business.
Yeah. And it helps you stay focused, which is key to strategy. You're going to stay focused on what's most important.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the market, taking your identity. Let's take your identity to market and see if the dogs will eat your dog food. How about that? 20 till. Stay with us. Right back with Tim Berry.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.